think of it as a giant nature scavenger hunt.
So we should be jotting these down. So far we said varied thrush, American robin.
Nearly 100 fourth graders from Keet Gushaheen Elementary School set out to observe as many different living things in Stargavin Valley as they could.
This is a bunch of plankton that we just collected. And if you look inside, you might see a couple of jellies. Can you see those?
Yeah, we went out bird watching and we found 6 types of birds. And we went for insects and we got a couple of water striders and some soldier beetles and some other bugs.
That's 10-year-old Matthew Leach. He says he learned a lot during the Bio Blitz about what happens around us every day.
I didn't really look into this stuff. I'd never really noticed it at all. It's kind of interested me to get out and do all this stuff.
He says one of his favorite parts of the day was netting microscopic plankton and little jellyfish. In fact, the jelly station on the dock was really popular. Here's Esther Kennedy, an environmental specialist with Sitka Tribe of Alaska, who ran that station.
Then of course everyone loves looking at jellyfish.
And it was educational. Jennifer Purcell is Sitka Sound Science Center's Spring Scientist in Residency Fellow.
Most of the people here think that the small jellyfish they see are just baby big jellyfish, but in fact there's probably 60 species or so that are living here and never grow up into big jellyfish.
Getting hands and eyes on science took a lot of partners, such as the Tribe, National Park Service, and Science Center. But it helps to make science more tangible to kids. Here's Kennedy.
It all seems very sterile if you're just looking at a picture of a bird in a book and thinking, oh, I guess that bird eats pictures of bees in a book, you know, and in this case, here they are outside looking at the whole ecosystem and the whole food chain and trying to think about how everything from plankton to large predators interacts.
And that fits right into the lesson plan. There's no final tally of all the organisms yet, but the students will be going through their field notes in the coming weeks. And the data collected will be used to compare the ecosystems from year to year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.